Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And Ray Woodson is our regular guest, too.
A lot of ifs, but after a disastrous 2017, the Giants were not going to rebuild. They're at least trying to compete while many teams in the majors are tanking.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. We're also brought to you by Houseboats.com, your home for houseboat rentals on Shasta Lake. Today we go down on the farm and check in on the Sacramento Rivercats, the San Francisco Giants AAA affiliate in the Pacific Coast League, and we check on the progress of Steven Duggar, Chris Shaw, Mac Williamson. We also get a chance to talk to the general manager, Chip Maxson. Let's start with Steven Duggar, who was so impressive in spring training, almost made the Giants opening day roster, and we should be seeing him later on this season in the Giants uniform. Here's the conversation I had with Steven Duggar. Steven, first off, you had a great spring training. So what did you come out of that with as far as knowledge and, you know, just to sink your teeth into what was going on with the major league players?
It was an incredible experience, man. I mean, you know, like you said, the knowledge that I was, you know, fortunate to gain from a lot of guys, you know, Blanco, Jax, Kutch. I mean, I can go down the line. A lot of those guys, you know, offered words of advice. So, It was a lot of fun, man. I, you know, fortunate to get out there and play, you know, have an opportunity to show what I can do and, you know, just try to build upon some things that I was able to do and, you know, just put my best foot forward.
Not only were you hitting the ball well, but you were hitting for power. You hit some home runs. Is that something that you worked on in the offseason, trying to drive the ball a little bit more?
Yeah, I think, you know, a little bit, but it's you know, for me, you know, I just, you know, still stay true to who I am. I mean, you know, I'll run into one every now and then, right? But not a guy that's gonna, you know, lift him out every night. You know, I was fortunate to get some good swings on some of those balls. You know, the advice that I got from a few guys, like Craw, Panic, Pablo, those guys, you know, paid off, and still trying to stay with it. But yeah, I mean, to see some of those go, definitely gratifying for sure.
It came right down to the wire for you. I mean, you're playing in the Bay Bridge series, so you almost made the team. So what did Bruce Bochy tell you when, you know, you found out that you weren't going to be on the major league team?
I think it was just the opportunity to come down here and get, you know, consistent at-bats, you know, which is important. You know, I did miss a lot of time last year, you know, with the hamstring injury. So to come down and, you know, get some at-bats and start back here in SAC, you know, just looking forward to the opportunity, man. I mean, we have a great clubhouse here. You know, as you saw today, good lineup. Pitch, the rotation, bullpen, everything. I mean, we got a chance to be really special this year. So, yeah, to just stay with it. You know, like I said, build upon some things that I was able to do in camp and, you know, stay with it, make the adjustments when necessary, and just go play, man.
I saw that there were 10 players on this team that have seen time in San Francisco, so everybody has a lot to relate to. You mentioned learning from the veteran guys, you know, in the Scottsdale clubhouse. What about here? I mean, there must be some good conversations going on.
Man, I tell you what, the chemistry is something special, man. You know, being able to, you know, come up with Shaw and Suarez, actually my roommate. That's funny that he's he had to start tonight.
Yeah.
But yeah, Slater and Mac, I mean, truly, we got a, you know, from top to bottom, the chemistry's, you know, electric. So it's been a lot of fun, man, be able to, you know, take the field and show up to the clubhouse every day with these guys, man. It's been a lot of fun for sure.
What were the conversations like with Suarez? Because he got the call up and then he goes up to make a start with the Giants.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. We were moving into our apartment the other day and he left Tacoma a night early before we came back as a team. And then I got to the field and I called him. I was like, are you coming to the field today? Because we just got in and we had some time before we had to be at the field. He's like, yeah, I'm coming, but I'm going to San Francisco. I was like, well, you couldn't tell anybody? I mean, what are you? He's like, I don't know if I'm starting yet, but I'm going up there. And then he texted all of us last night and was like, I'm starting tomorrow. So we were pumped for him, man. It was a lot of fun. How did he do, by the way? Do we know?
He did all right. I mean, he gave up some runs, but he had 7 strikeouts when I saw it in the first 4 innings. So pretty good. To finish off, watching you play center field, it's a lot of fun. So I wonder for you, what are the plays that you really enjoy making? You know, a lot of center fielders love to rob somebody of a home run. Is that your favorite, or do you have a couple other ones?
Diving plays are a lot of fun, for sure. Robbing the home runs are always a good time. It's actually my first one I did in the Bay Series, in Oakland.
Yeah,
that was the first one. Yeah, man, defense is, you know, I've said it before, it's really important. We pride ourselves on pitching and defense. You know, I feel like that's, you know, that's been preached and stressed, you know, coming up through the org. You know, you play good defense, we have a chance to win. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, is just trying to do, you know, a few things a day to help the team win. You know, play fundamentally sound defense and, you know, like I said, just try to go win a ball game.
You look like you're on the attack out there. And when you're healthy, which you are now, I mean, that must make such a difference when you don't have to worry about anything. You're just going to go after balls.
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing last year coming back, man. It was, you know, the mental part of it, just trying to get over it. And once I finally got over it and turned it on, you know, I felt really good about it and could just go play. And, you know, I think that was, you know, something going into spring training too, was like, you know, when I got to the fall league, obviously, you know, things, I felt really good about it. But when I came in after the offseason, felt stronger and everything was good to go, man, I felt like I just go play baseball again, which was good for me.
Steven, thanks a lot for the time, and good luck. Hope to see you with the Giants soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
That's Steven Duggar, who at some point this year, you have to figure, is going to be with the San Francisco Giants. When we continue our look down on the farm in just a moment, we'll hear from Chris Shaw right after this. If you're thinking about a fun vacation, how about renting a houseboat on beautiful Shasta Lake? That's right, just go to houseboats.com, where they offer houseboat vacations on Shasta Lake. They also rent cabins as well as wakeboard, day cruising, fishing, pontoon, and party boats. Food and beverage service, fueling, brand name clothing, souvenirs, and a grocery store are all available at their modern marinas. Jones Valley Resort and Silverthorne Resort are the premier boating destinations on Shasta Lake, and houseboats.com will set you up there. Houseboats.com has the best service, the best boats, and the best locations. Call 877-468-7326 or go to houseboats.com today. On Wednesday at Raley Field in Sacramento, I had a chance to check on Chris Shaw, the Giants prospect outfielder playing for the AAA Rivercats. Here was that conversation. Well, Chris, I was going to ask, how do you beat the shift that they put on you? I think the way that you beat it is you hit a home run, you did that. And also, you hit the ball pretty hard past the fielder. So do you even concern yourself with the shift?
No. I mean, once you kind of start thinking about the shift and trying to place balls, you get away from your approach, you know, it's not really conducive to having success in the box. So you got to take what they give you. Today, they were just trying to, you know, throw hard in and then try and go soft. So I usually just think to stay in the middle of the field and, you know, just try and get the barrel of the baseball. And then, you know, wherever it goes, it goes. I can't control if it's right at a guy in the shift. So just got to stay with that approach.
You know, one of your hits went the other way, too. Is that something that you worked on a lot since you've become a pro, you know, being able to go the other way?
You know, going the other way is almost more natural for me than pulling the ball. It always surprises me, honestly, when I get shifted, because, you know, if you look at my spray chart, I go left center quite a bit. And if a team's throwing me middle away, that's when I feel the most comfortable in the box. So, you know, whenever, you know, I get that fastball away, it's a good thing.
Now, these pitchers know that you're a power guy, 45 home runs the last 2 years. So what have you noticed as you've come up through the system, you know, AA and AAA, about how the pitchers are working you?
You know, I think that pitchers, you know, if they see that you're going to chase something, especially in AAA, because they're smarter, they go to it a lot more. Whereas, you know, in AA, you know, if you get a slider early in the count and you're swinging it and you go 0-1, you might not get that slider again until you get two strikes. You might get the heater. These guys, they'll keep throwing it until you show you can lay off it. So it's definitely, you know, a much more patient approach that you have to bring to the plate in AAA, just because guys have a better idea of what they're doing. But, you know, in the end, it's still baseball. You're still hitting. You still got to get your pitch and drive it.
What did the experience in the major league spring training camp mean to you? And were there a couple of big leaguers that maybe took you under their wing and taught you some things?
Yeah, I mean, my first camp was incredible to be able to go in and meet, you know, the guys that were there. The clubhouse was just incredible as far as, you know, the atmosphere and just welcoming young guys in. Hunter Pence was awesome working with him in the outfield and left field, kind of. You know, he was switching over from right field to left field, and I'm switching from first to left field. So, you know, we're both kind of, you know, getting our feet wet out there, so to say. I mean, he's a little more equipped to start off than I am, you know, 12 years in the league, whatever it is for him. So he was great. Joe Panic was always great. Buster, you know, the guys that you would think are, you know, the leaders in that clubhouse are.
Tell us about the experience, because when you were in college at Boston College, you played in the outfield. Then you're at first base in the low minors, and then all of a sudden you're playing out in the outfield. And I understand you didn't know about that until the end of spring training last year.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Baseball's a game of adjustments, since, you know, with that situation, it was no different. You know, I find out last week at camp that I'm going to be playing the outfield. Just got to go out there and do it. Adjust on the fly.
And how has it gone? And I understand that you lost some weight. You were trying to, you know, improve your quickness. Has that helped you in the outfield?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm about probably 25 pounds lighter than I was at my biggest point last year. Yeah, just energy-wise, you know, ability to get good jumps on the ball, and just, you know, overall just feeling out there.
What's the hardest part of playing the outfield? Because I would think that if it's windy conditions, and today we watched in the outfield, the ball was flying pretty good. It was blowing out. Is that something that is more of a challenge?
If it's a consistent wind, no. But when the winds are changing a lot, that's when it gets difficult. You know, if it's, you know, blowing to right in the first and then it's swirling in the second, that's when you got to really talk with your other outfielders. But, you know, today it was pretty consistent blowing out to center field, so you knew what the ball was going to do. So days like today aren't too bad, but the days where it's swirling, you know, say a prayer, because it can get interesting.
I talked to you before about your hockey career. You were a really good hockey player. So did you ever have any doubt that you wanted to play baseball? I mean, was hockey still sort of in there as a possibility for you?
I think that until probably my sophomore year, I probably was still entertaining the idea of playing hockey. You know, baseball for me, it honestly didn't become something where I thought it was going to be my future until later on in my high school career. You know, not a lot of guys from where I'm from go on to play Division I collegially or pro ball. You know, I think my high school might have two professional alumni ever. So that was really never a thought. So, you know, it was hockey season, it was hockey season, it was baseball season, it was baseball season. And it was kind of just, you know, stay in the moment and just, you know, enjoy it while you're playing it.
You take some of that hockey mentality into baseball?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm shipping my truck out, and I have my dad put my stick and a few pucks in. I'm take some slap. Actually, you know, I feel like with the swing and, you know, taking slap shots and stuff, there's a lot of similar mechanics. So I'm gonna start ripping some slap shots in the cages. So it'll be fun.
Now you're a Bruins fan. Can we turn you into a Sharks fan at some point here?
Yeah, you know, as long as they're not playing the Bees. Yeah.
All right, last thing, you were the Barry Nugent Award winner at spring training. What did that award mean to you? Did you kind of look back on the history of that a little bit?
Yeah, it means a lot. Just looking at the list of guys who received it, it's a pretty cool list. You know, obviously, you know, Barry sounded like a great guy and the type of person that you wanted around a club, and, you know, kind of the guy that makes coming to the field every day a little easier. You know, those guys, kind of the glue, so to say. So to be able to come in and be voted by my teammates, that award was a tremendous honor.
Yeah, that's, you know, embodying the spirit of the Giants in your first year in camp. So I guess you did that, right?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot. Congratulations on a good start to the season, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Chris Shaw of the Rivercats. And by the way, all of these interviews will be seen on a new minor league show called Orange and Black Best of the Farm. It's all about the Giants' minor league prospects, and we'll be checking on the progress of all of their players in the system, all the way from Augusta through San Jose, Richmond, and Sacramento. We'll be doing that on this show that's debuting coming up here later on in the month of April. You'll be able to watch it on DirecTV. We'll have more information about that as we go along. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Let's hear the conversation I had with Mac Williamson on Wednesday in Sacramento. Mac, you're off to a great start here in the PCL, and you had a really good spring training. Do you feel like things have been pretty well locked in so far?
Yeah, they're getting there. They're getting there. There's a few things I'm still trying to work the kinks out of, but all in all, I'm pretty happy with the body of work I've put together the last week, and you know, I don't think you should get content at any time. There's always an adjustment to be made, and I plan to continue to do that.
Tell us about the changes you made in the off season and how you were able to implement them. I know you went and saw a personal hitting coach, Justin Turner's hitting coach, and you kind of have his similar stance. So how seamless was the transition for you?
You know, it's actually, you know, been fairly seamless. I didn't expect to have as much success early on in camp, throughout camp, or even in the season as I've had. It's kind of one of those things where I planned on, you know, working through the kinks, you know, for the first couple months of the season and trying to really, you know, dial it in, you know, as the time went on. But JT's obviously got it down pretty well. He's had success the last few years. You know, he's got it down pat. So I'm just trying to keep working through it, you know, keep trying to be consistent because that's the name of the game.
What were you looking to accomplish with that? I mean, I know it's much quieter up there. What gave you the idea to go ahead and make that change?
You know, I think that at some point you just have to, you know, figure it out. And at 27, I'm trying to, you know, put it together. You know, it's either get it done or go home. And I figured it was, you know, something I needed to do, make a big change. Obviously, you know, Justin turned it around, and he's had tremendous success the last few years. Tim Fedorovich hooked me up with Doug last year, and I worked out with him a little bit in January, throughout January, and we stay in touch and just trying to, you know, keep it going.
So Tim Fedorovich, your teammate, did you notice something like in his swing that you liked?
He was consistent all year long last year, I can tell you that. He always seemed to be in control of the count and couldn't control the at-bat. Didn't matter if it was 3-0, 0-2, full count. He always seemed to be calm, cool, collected, and on time, seeing every pitch well. Didn't ever really seem fooled that much, which is unusual. And so we got to talking, and you know, he suggested Doug and told me he had been working with him, and I went and saw him and liked a lot of the things he had to say and a lot of the philosophies that he had, and so I just tried to take it and run.
You know, I know you've had those conversations with Bruce Bochy after you've been up in the major leagues. What did Boch say to you this time? Because you really had such a great spring training. Did he have any words of wisdom for you getting back?
Well, I think the, you know, starting roster was set going into spring. Obviously, we've got a talented group out there all the way around the field. And my job coming into camp was to try to prove that I was worthy of another opportunity. That's the way I looked at it. And, you know, I've gotten some opportunities here or there the last couple of years and haven't really fully taken advantage of them. Spurts of good play and spurts of not so good play. So I think for me coming into camp with an option left, you know, knowing that I was able to be sent down to the minor leagues without losing, you know, without them losing me, you know, the biggest thing for me was to come into camp, work on the things that had changed, and just kind of prove to them that, you know, I'm worthy of another shot.
Boy, it just seems like you have a great attitude about it, and not everybody has that. When they come down, they might lose, a hitter might lose some at-bats or even a whole week just mentally because they're not ready for it. How have you developed that? I mean, I'm sure you do go through some tough times when you go down to the minor leagues.
Well, I've done it the last 3 years. I've done it, you know, in 16 I did it a good amount, fair amount, and last year I did it a couple times. And I promised myself I wouldn't be one of the guys that comes down and just mopes around and feels sorry for himself. And, you know, if you're good enough to play in the big leagues, you'll be in the big leagues. And if you're not in the big leagues, then play better. You know, if you don't like it, play better. That's the old adage around the baseball field. So, you know, I think for me it's just going out there and trying to be consistent. I know that, you know, in the history of the game, nobody's hit 500 or 600. You know, it's not baseball. You know, there's going to be a time, whether it's tomorrow or next week or next month, where I go through, you know, a downturn, and it's about how the, you know, how I handle it, how I make the adjustments, you know, how I put together at bats, you know, at bat to at bat when I'm not getting hits, when I'm not swinging well, when I'm not feeling good. I think that'll be the telltale sign of, you know, the true fine-tuned adjustments that I need to make.
What kind of a summer do you think it's going to be in Sacramento for fans watching the outfielders? Because there's not only you, but there's Shaw, Duggar, Slater. Everybody looks like they're ready to have a big season.
Well, you got that right. Man, we got a lot of talent around here. You know, it's a privilege to play out there with those guys, playing on the corner with Duggar in center field and watching him fly around and, you know, watching hitting behind Shaw for the first week and most of camp. Those two guys are extremely talented. And obviously Austin, I played with him in the fall league and then a little bit last year. And, you know, he had a phenomenal rookie season last year in the league before he got hurt. You know, he put together, I think he was 2-4 a couple walks today. He put together some great at-bats today. Battled. And, you know, all three of those guys, I have something I can learn from them. You know, Chris does a great job of, you know, putting the barrel on the ball. Duggar does a great job of playing defense. And Slater does a great job of battling and putting it all together. So all three of those guys, you know, it's great to be a part of them.
Plus, Shaw told us he's bringing his hockey stick, so you could learn a really good slap shot from him at some point.
I hear he was good back in the day. I'd like to see his big self waddling around on the skating around on the ice, and I'm sure he was out there to be a bruiser and whack some people around.
All right, Mac, hey, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Mac Williamson trying to work his way back to the San Francisco Giants. While I was at Raleigh Field in Sacramento on Wednesday, I also had a chance to chat with Chip Maxson, the general manager of the Rivercats, who have been so successful over the years drawing fans. So here's the conversation I had with Chip Maxson. Well, Chip, tell us about the optimism for this team, 2018. I mean, of course, the Giants have some really important players playing for the Rivercats.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Giants this entire offseason, the focus has been on redeveloping the farm system. And so we're seeing a lot of prospects down here, the Shaws, the Duggars, the Williamsons. We're excited here in Sacramento because I know the Giants are real excited about the talent on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's great when these kids are one step away from the major leagues. We've already seen some guys go up. I mean, Tyler Beede made a start for San Jose. He went up to the Giants, and Andrew Suarez made one appearance with you, and then he's with San Francisco. So it can happen quickly.
Oh, yeah, these guys up and down, and they know they have that opportunity. And that's why I love guys like Beede and Suarez, because they bring it every night here in Sacramento because they know that they're one call away from playing at AT&T Park with the Giants. And they try and take it one day at a time. It's cliche, but as you know, in baseball, you have to do that because you've got to be ready to step up when your number's called.
Steven Duggar, I mean, a lot of people thought he was going to make the San Francisco Giants. He was really playing well in spring training. So how excited are you about his accolades so far and, you know, his ability?
Oh, we know he's such a good ball player. We know he's such a good athlete. And we saw some of that last night, our opening night here at Raleigh Field, where he comes out of nowhere to make a catch in center field. And so you saw that flash of what he can bring to a ball game. And that type of spark is so important in a 160-game season.
Tell us what the affiliation means with the Giants. For a long time, the A's were here in Sacramento, now San Francisco. And I know it's been very popular. Giants fans can come up here. What has it meant to you and this team?
Oh, it's been great. And this is my sixth season in Sacramento. And when I moved here, I saw all the Giants hats and people coming out to our games. And the community just really wrapped themselves around the Giants affiliation. And I think we've seen that with the Giants this year doing another exhibition game here in Sacramento. They know they have a large fan base. And we sold that game out very quickly. And our fans welcome the Giants. So it's great. And everywhere I go throughout town, people always want to talk to me about their experience here at a Rivercats game, or they want to talk to me about how big of a Giants fan they were and the first ball game they ever attended. So just love the synergy between the two organizations.
How much does success on the field mean? You know, the A's were so successful here. They were winning titles and everything. So what does it mean to the fans to have a really good team as far as wins and losses?
Yeah, the great thing about minor league baseball is we say we're win-loss proof. It's more about the entertainment, coming out to the ballpark, just having a good time with your family. But for the front office, we want to win. And so we're excited about this year. And I was telling you off air that I'm kind of the jinx. The Rivercats, when I started, we were with the A's, and we haven't made the playoffs since I've been here. So I'm asking the Giants, I'm asking them to promise me to give us a great team this year so we can have that winning team and make the playoffs again. Get the monkey off my back.
It's hard. I mean, there's players going up and down all the time. Tell us about the emotions of the players, because you see them when they get here, when they leave, when they get that call to the big leagues. You're dealing with those players. There must be a roller coaster ride of emotions.
Oh, the emotions. emotion. It doesn't stop with the players. It's emotional for the coaches. It's emotional for some of us to get to know the players. These guys, they've been working all their lives pursuing that dream that you and I had as kids, you know, to be a professional ball player. And here they are this close, you know, one call away, as we talked about. And so it's fun. Some of the guys, the coaches know they can tease them and have fun with them. And so they'll let them know they're getting the call in different ways. But two things always happen. That first call brings tears to these grown men. And then the first thing these grown men do is they call their moms, and there's tears again when they get to share this with their families.
You mentioned the entertainment factor. So what works, what doesn't work in your experience? I mean, are you trying anything new this year that we should know about that you're going to just experiment with?
Yeah, it's all about safe, clean, fun entertainment at a minor league ballpark. And so we have taken that focus this year. We're bringing out some new things, trying some different skits with our mascot, Dinger. Last night he dressed up as Elvis and did some songs. He's also taken some breakdancing lessons in the off season. So we're doing some stuff there. But also the food and beverage side is such a big part of that entertainment too. And so we've worked with local brewery and come out with our own craft beer here at the ballpark. We've done some farm-to-fork things, and we're always changing the food and beverage options up to really match what's happening here in our region.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's always important. I mean, San Francisco, they do a great job at AT&T Park. I think fans, they're coming to the ballpark, they're going to have a meal while they're watching baseball. So it seems like that's improved a lot over the years.
Oh, yeah, it's been so important, and we expect that anytime. If I'm a fan and I go to a ballpark, I want to expect a good food option. I want to try something unique and new. And so whether it's the new Frito pie that we have up in our Solon Club, or whether it's the sloppy tachos, our tater tots special, which is fantastic, always trying to bring something new.
Now, you guys have been known for attendance, too. I mean, you've always done really well. What draws fans here? You mentioned the Giants affiliation and everything, but just seems like, you know, Sacramento is just a really good baseball town.
It really is. It starts with the fans here. They love baseball. It's such a rich tradition and history of guys coming from this region and playing. Guys like Dusty Baker, who started here, still lives here in Roseville area and has gone up and played for the major leagues. And so the fans, they love supporting baseball. They come out to Rivercats games, whether we were the A's or whether the Giants. And so we're blessed there. And then what we try and do is just provide that fun experience that we talked about to keep them coming back.
You mentioned to me before we got started here about David Bell. He's the new farm director. A lot of Giants fans are really excited about that. He was a really good player. What do you think so far about his skills? You know, he's going to be analyzing these Rivercats players all year.
Yeah, David, so far, he's really impressed me. He's a guy that wants to listen, wants to take everything in, get as much information as possible. Typically, the Giants only ask me the best place to eat when they come to town, but David wants to know, and he wants to talk to everybody. And so I think that patient approach is really going to pay off as he gets to know our coaching staff, the players at all the different levels. Then he'll really be able to work with the rest of the farm system and the coaches to provide the best experience to get the most out of these players.
All right, I'll put you on the spot here to finish up. What's the best reaction you've had from a player? I mean, I know the manager's the one who tells the player he's going up to the major leagues, yeah. But what was you know, a really exciting moment for you to see a player go up to the big leagues?
You know, I love Ty Block, and when he got the opportunity a couple years ago to go up for the first time, I mean, he was a guy that went around and thanked all of us and wanted to thank our front office staff and the rest of the coaches and the players. Mac Williamson, it was exciting to see him too. I mean, it's hard to name one because it's such a delight for these guys, and we're so happy and proud of them.
You were telling me Mac Williamson in the home opener hit one up the batter's eye up there, and that's not surprising with his power, but I think he's going to have a big year.
Yeah, he's on fire right now, real hot bat. He went back, readjusted his swing in the offseason, was talking about that, and I think he's being purposeful about relaxing. He's one of the hardest working guys, and that may have put a little too much stress on him in years past. And so he's trying to relax, take a new approach, and oh my goodness, it was an absolute bomb last night. So we're hoping he stays down here a little while longer and hits a few more out of the ballpark.
And hopefully helps the Giants eventually. Chip, thanks so much. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
That's Rivercats general manager Chip Maxson. Want to thank him, Mac Williamson, Chris Shaw, and Stephen Duggar all for joining us from Sacramento. Join us again next week. We'll chat with Ray Woodson as the Giants continue their road trip. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.